This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And I'll welcome you back, folks, to kind of a strange episode of Republic of Texas Radio here. Like I said, I wasn't expecting to drive today. In fact, I'm sitting here barefoot. I guess that's kind of illegal to be driving barefoot. But, there's my little girl. But, just talking about things we see going on around. That's about all I can do because, you know, the world out there, it's kind of hard to find out what the truth is because what we're told, what comes out is, you know, most of it seems like it's diversion. It's flash in the pan, then it's gone. And, you know, if it's something important, it's gone real quick. They don't want us talking about. Kind of like the guy from what the show. Yeah, I listen to Farron every Saturday too. You know, it's one of those regular things. I guess I'm addicted to him, kind of like I was addicted to my dog. But you're talking about, you know, the guy out there in the Charlotte episode. You know, that rammed the car. You know, was getting harassed. And I'm sorry, I forgot his name. This is because there's so much crap going on. It's easy to forget things now, and that's what they kind of count on. But you know what? He got like a life sentence plus 400 years or something. Wow. What is going to be the thing that sets it all off, folks? You know, what will be the thing? You know, that's just insanity. We all know it's wrong. Was the whole thing original and real in the first place? Man, you know, I wasn't there. I can get my feelings. I can do as much research as I can. But, you know, still, unless you were there, you really don't know exactly what happened. Who were these people? Are they real? Because they've played with our minds quite a bit. You know, like I said, you know, a lone martyr didn't do a whole lot of good. You know, they seem to be forgotten. They shouldn't be. But it does happen. And Farron's show yesterday, I was very interested in listening to what Farron had to say about, you know, like being self-contractor. You know, not that I would really like getting to know my, you know, my inspectors and everything for the city and the county, but I guess that's an option if you were so inclined to do that. I don't know. I always thought that if you weren't in an incorporated area and you kind of build how you wanted to live, you know, it's you know, you build something that might fall down on you. Well, it's kind of your fault. You know, is it insured? I mean, you might not be able to get it insured, but. You know, then you hope it's not going to burn down anyway. You know, if you built it right, hopefully it's not, unless someone comes in and helps you along. But Art, if you're listening out there, call up. I'd love to hear from you. Always good information. Farron, his thing about saving eggs with the hydrated lime, that was very interesting. Unfortunately, not that I don't have that many chickens anymore. I kind of tend to let mine free range, which means that if I'm not 24 hours a day out there with them, there's hawks and owls and foxes and coons and skunks and, oh, God, what else? Damn near everything likes to eat chickens. And they just kind of slowly, through attrition, they kind of peter out and I get another batch. But you know, I guess they live good, free lives while they're here, pretty much. Although my new little dog did have something to do with one of the last ones. She just played with it. She played it to death while I was... Like I said, she's not restricted too much. I don't have a yard to keep her in. So when she goes outside, you know, it's not like punishment or anything. So, you know, she's out there and playing around. But she's coming around. She's calming down, getting to be a good little dog. Every one of them has their own personality. Like I said, anyone out there want to call and talk? I know I'm kind of a downer today, but I can be brought up. You know, my buddy Mike in Kentucky out there, haven't heard him in a while. I'm kind of wondering how his battle's going. You know, there's so many good people out there getting sucked up into this system. And unfortunately, you know, once you get into it, you don't have a lot of choices. You know, once you're in the system, you're with the computerization, you're in there now. Your name's always in there with something, whether it was your jaywalking ticket back when you were 16 years old or something like that. Unfortunately, that's all into your, I guess now it would be getting closer and closer to our social credit score. I had a good idea of that is definitely coming in here in that last election. Like I said, I got that mailing that had said, you know, you live in a high voter turnout neighborhood. You know, and here's your, you know, you've got a 30% voting record, you know, that's a D, and all your neighbors around you, they've got an A over here and a B here, and there's another A, and, you know, gave me their names even. So as far as I could tell, these people have access, I guess if they have, know the right people, have the right amount of money, they can access any of your information that supposedly is, you know, used to be kept private. We used to have a right to privacy. And that's pretty much gone with Google Earth and the Google Mobile that drove up and down every street and alley and took pictures of your house at ground level. I don't like that stuff. I don't like it at all. You know, these drones, you know, yeah, they're great. And once again, you know, people will defend them, especially people that have one. They'll defend it. They'll say, well, it's great. I don't have to get out and ride my fence lines anymore. I can just sit here in my house with my drone and fly my fence lines and see if they're still intact and if I need to go out and repair anything. And, yeah, it can have its good purposes. But then while you're flying that fence line, how big is the temptation to say, well, Jimmy Joe's wife over here, she's real hot, and I heard someone say she sunbathes out in the backyard naked. I'm just going to fly my drone up and over there and see if I can't see her. I mean, how deep is the temptation? I mean, you would have to be a saint, you know, not to want to do things like that. And this is the insidious part of everything that they let us have. And these things aren't that expensive anymore. I think for like $600, you can get one that basically flies itself. You just steer it, and you can pre-program a flight path into it, and, you know, it'll fly, you know, way out of range of what your cell phone or whatever you use to control it, and it'll fly a route, come back, land right where it took off. You know, it might be, you know, miles out there, and film the whole thing as it goes. I got a friend up the road who has one, and I went up there and played around with it a little bit. In fact, you know, flew down to my place over here, and, you know, flew over my pond. You know, I could see some of my fish down there. You know, and then I turned and I looked at him. I said, you know, this is all fun. I said, but, you know, if I ever see this drone over my ranch again, I still got my 10-gauge, you know, goose gun. I said, I will try my damnedest to shoot it out of the air, and then I'll come looking for where it came from, you know, because I kind of value my privacy. Everyone's going to, you know, all the people out there nowadays would say, what, you got something to hide? I don't have anything to hide. Why do you do that? It's like, no, it's just because we have a right to privacy. Whether you want to accept that it used to be there or not. I find all this stuff with people with cell phones, that when they first got them, you know, it was great, you know, the flip phones, and, you know, used to be the bag phone to start with, and then went to, you know, all the various, you know, intonations that it had up to the stupid phones that everyone carries around now. And yes, once again, they would have great purposes and do have great purposes. The world's in the palm of your hand. But what do most people do with it? They text and they Facebook and they twit. And, you know, I know people do use it for good purposes, but still, everywhere you go with that phone, you're being tracked. And people say, well, I don't care if they know where I'm going. Like, well, you know, you might not, but I do. Because every little bit of information that everyone else out there just willy-nilly gives is so much more data, which is the new currency in the technocratic world. It's so much more data for them to feed into their algorithms, their gaming programs, whatever you want to call them, their predictive programs. And, you know, it's with everyone just giving them everything. It's like, you know, what the second in command of the CIA or something, you know, was known to what he stood up and he said, you know, I can't believe these dumb MFers. You know, we haven't had to spend any money on human or intelligence, you know, in a long time. You know, everyone's just, oh, okay, yeah, well, we got Mike in Kentucky. I guess I'll quit babbling here, but you get where I'm coming from, folks. You know, it's got good purposes, but they weaponize it on us before they let us have. And the little bit of good that we get out of it doesn't surpass the evil that is being, you know, the ultimate purpose of it. Anyhow, I'll quit babbling, but Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I just happened to flip it on and heard you saying, referencing that you hadn't heard from me in a while, the couple of good news items I might have for you is I saw a Microsoft laptop commercial the other day. People that I told about it have got a good chuckle out of it, but most of them know about this stuff already. and have Band-Aids over their cameras and that sort of thing, which, you know, they've caught their own flack for being paranoid. Oh, well, you must be kind of a tinfoil hatter. You got a Band-Aid over your camera. But Microsoft has a commercial now that shows a young couple and a laptop, and the song playing in the background is, "I think we're alone now." And it shows them flipping a little plastic thing to cover the dang camera up. I've got a right here. I've showed it on the air several times to whenever this type of stuff comes up in the news. The Snowden movie called it Optic Nerve. What was that? I finally saw Eagle Eye. Somebody recommended me that years ago. And it's about a 10-year-old movie called Eagle Eye. And it shows them trying to determine if some target is this terrorist that they're looking for, and they end up blowing up a wedding party. But they ping his phone, and he flips it open. It's a flip phone, and they get a blurry face print of the guy instantly when he flips open his flip phone, because it's got a dang camera. And they're like, oh, it's only a 44% probability that it's him, and the president orders them blowing them up anyway, and it shows them blowing up a wedding party. But that's how the movie starts. And, you know, it ends up with an artificial intelligence that went rogue and tries to decapitate the government because it is in violation of the premises of we the people. So this rogue computer decides to make use of a derelict twin of one of these Minutemen from the Air Force, as they call him, who has all the biometrics that's needed to activate some portion of its program to make it autonomous, you know, and decapitate the traitorous government that's in power right now. There's a new documentary out about the 5G. If I can find it here on my desktop, it's pretty good. It's got a section in the middle it's like a little miniature music video, and it pans down all the FCC people and shows how they're connected in with the deep state corporate
revolving door,
right? Yeah, from Ajit Pai down through the one woman that of course it's told from an internet perspective, basically that 5G it's just called 5G Beware, is how I found it. It's about 24 minutes long, but the letters 5G are big in white, and then Beware is smaller font in yellow, so you find the right one, you know. But anyway, I found that very amusing. It shows him as a Verizon lawyer for several years, and it shows the next guy as a lobbyist, and then it shows the woman as being pro-net neutrality. But there's a couple of other clips in there, like some black lawmaker talking about how we're losing control of the internet to these corporations, and it's really anti-corporation. You know, it's really anti-capitalism and pro-progressive, I would say. And that's the problem. They're keeping us fighting at each other, doing this left versus right paradigm dog and pony show, while basically, I've said it's like a wrestling match, and the people are who's pinned to the mat, you know, with these guys just as a tag team match, you know, like a tag team wrestling show, and we're the ones that are pinned to the mat and fighting with each other. I've seen so many people that have been so polarized by Trump, man. They love Nancy Pelosi and they hate Trump. And I tell you what, that is the way that they're doing it. That's the way that they're keeping us divided, and the government just keeps getting more and more powerful and getting more and more debt, and we can't even question it. That dang 14th Amendment, if that could be somehow partially repealed, that's where a lot of the fraud is, because they can borrow as much as they want to maintain the central government, and we can't even question it. And so
the Articles of Confederation, instead of, you know, the contract that was drawn up because they couldn't screw us as bad as they wanted to under the Articles.
Well, I think 14th Amendment,
the whole thing was a sham. I think they've been playing games with us. You know, these people, like I said, they're smart. They make long-term plans. You know, it's
is that the truth?
No, you know,
Andrew Jackson. Yeah. Andrew Jackson tried to derail what was going on, but by I think around 1850s, you know, the debt was such that it was, you know, manipulated. I think the whole, you know, war between the states was a fraud because the government was not dissolved. If you look at, they claimed that they didn't have a quorum, and everybody believed the big black headlines in the newspapers that said union is dissolved. Well, when they did a voice vote to vote in the Federal Reserve Act, there was less people there for that than there was when Jefferson Davis and them walked out, the seven people that had been recalled by their state, which was constitutional to do, and what they didn't do was appoint a replacement. But in the event that, to prevent that, they amended the Constitution further, I think, is maybe the 17th Amendment that said that you can't, that the states didn't appoint the senators anymore. They were direct elected by the people, and that's a further corruption of the original republic. So we don't have the original republic, you know, let alone the Articles of Confederation.
The loopholes. They knew all the loopholes, and with the legalese and the changing of words and control of
yeah,
the press.
So they're all
sources
pirates.
Of information. Yeah.
They're all pirates. Yeah,
Monty Python. I think Monty Python. I think the favorite scene that I like from them, now that I've become aware and awake of what's kind of really going on, is what was it? The Life of Brian, where the people are sitting there in this office building, and all of a sudden they hear this noise and they look outside and there's this other building coming down the street, you know, and these guys throw grappling hooks over and it's the corporate raiders, you know, coming through and just smashing and crashing and raping and pillaging, you know, everywhere. And
every time
I think about this, I see that Monty Python scene. It's just, you know, so pertinent.
Well, that's kind of what we need is a hostile takeover, palace revolt sort of thing, where the financial shenanigans of the U.S. is taken back away from these foreign investors, and China just in the last 13 months has dumped a record supposedly $250 some billion in treasury notes. How is it that the United States bond rating has not dropped? It's because they're pulling funny games with the treasury bills, like laundering them off market through Belgium and stuff like that. If they're still doing that, by the time we find out about it, they probably quit doing it, you know. But in that method, they'll find another method to launder the treasury notes and prop up the value of this debt. And so that's where we're at, you know. The government is not a rule by law. It's a rule by who has all the guns and power. That's fiat. And so we're not, every time they tell you that we're a nation of laws, it's a lie. And so it's getting harder and harder to argue with these Muslims that call it the Great Satan, because the country's basically been a lie since you and I have been alive, at least going back probably to, you know, the late 40s with the National Security Agency was simply created by presidential fiat, and then Congress decided to fund it. I mean, that, how is that constitutional?
But then you look back also, Mike, you know, to the controlling families, you know, the power structure that really, you know, basically tells the president what he will and will not do. You know, they sit back and they laugh at us. I mean, they give us people, I mean, how in your face can it be? They give us people, you know, they put up there like cash carry. You know, they throw these stuff out to us. I can see, it's a wonder these people aren't dying from busted guts from laughing at us so hard. You know, they throw it in our face and everyone just accepts it, and it's just, well, that's just a coincidence. His name's Cash Carey, and he's involved in theft and corruption. And I mean, it's
people that are intelligent enough are on to it, though. I think that's what the problem is, and that's why they're cataloging everybody with this information, is they're trying to determine who gets favored and who doesn't. We do have some cool weather coming. That was the other next thing I wanted to mention, is we got some good news here, a couple of days of nice cool weather all the way down to Texas. So release
on
the heat.
Break here, and we'll continue on with that. This is Republic Texas Radio. We'll talk to you when we get back here, folks.
Okay.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Johnson Hardigan.
Who knows?
Okay. And folks, we're back here with Republic of Texas Radio. My name is Alan Crutcher. I am taking over for Steve O'Brien. Unfortunately, he had phone problems, so I'm struggling through. And I got my buddy Mike from Kentucky on here with me. And what are we going on here, Mike? Let's get on.
Oh, I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. If you hadn't heard, there's going to be a couple of days of relief from the heat. A huge bubble of whatever polar vortex wobble is coming all the way south to Texas and across the east. Now today is something to get through, but you know, if you want to do the patriotic thing for the rest of this heat season, I've done it with two different units and it seems to work really good. I may have already mentioned this. Were you the one that also worked in HVAC a little bit, or I may have mentioned this before.
I was equipment repair for Goodyear's retread division, but not HVAC in particular, no.
Okay. Well, if you start noticing on a lot of these commercial air conditioners, they have a wedge or funnel-shaped thing on the top, and that's called a diffuser. Now, sometimes the fan is mounted at the top of it, and sometimes it's mounted at the bottom of it. It doesn't really matter. It still works. What it does is, by the shape of it, aerodynamically, it kind of has a reverse Venturi effect, and it allows more cubic feet per minute of air to go across the coils or the evaporators, whatever they're called, you know, that vent the heat out of the building. And I tried this with a Rubbermaid tub. There's, you know, there's all these different brands of these totes or tubs, the plastic totes and tubs. And it's, I don't know, there's competition between Rubbermaid and Sterilite or whatever. Just about every one of them, you can find one of these. It's the right rectangular shape for an outside unit or a window unit. And you can make one out of metal if you really want to. But when I read about this last year, I don't know, it was in middle of June or something, and I was like, whoa, 15% efficiency increase, I'm on it. And you can do two things, and one of the things you can probably get away with this late in the season, even if you're in one of these neighborhoods where they're real anal retentive about their neighborhood agreement or whatever, if you get the right tailgate awning, like, you know, I don't know, down in Texas, if you're, everybody in your neighborhood's a Dallas Cowboys fan, get you a Dallas Cowboys tailgate picnic awning, put you a couple chairs out there. The trick is to shade the ground around your outside unit. And so the ground, the grass, or whatever, if you can, you know, put that kind of on the south side of that outside unit and make sure it's drawing cool air, it can be 20, 25 degrees cooler than the surrounding area that's been hit by the sun. And then you put that diffuser on the top of it. You should notice that the air, when you stand beside of it, you don't feel the hot air anymore because it's columnating that and shooting it way up, you know, above, you know, first story gutters and eaves.
So it doesn't get drawn back through the fins, and basically you lose efficiency because the air is already slightly warmed. Is that what you're doing?
You want to
funnel the air further away from the cooling fins.
And that works. Well, you know, these newer units that are on the sides of these dang whatever rent controlled housing, or we have one up here called Heritage Place for the senior citizens that don't need to be in a nursing home. They can live kind of in their own little shoebox apartment. Well, it went by, and they put these hyper-efficient new units on the sides of the wall, and it makes it easier for them to mow around because they don't have one that sits on the ground, but they don't cool as good. And so I've been trying to get them to try that and see if it doesn't help, and once you proved it worked, the housing authority would probably go and make one that's more acceptable. But these rectangular ones, if you find one that's close to the right bottom, the area around that grill, you can smash the corners after you cut the bottom out and round it out. And then I used like six dip zip ties, and it'll shoot that air probably 4 or 5 feet away from being swept back into it. And it also helps to shade the coils in the unit. But like I say, if you can get away with it, put you a little shady spot out there, and sit with your chairs every now and then in the morning and the evening. But these people are suffering through, some of them, you know, with COPD and asthma and different health maladies. Those newer units are not cooling adequately enough, and it's because they're skimping on it. And, of course, if their rent is adjusted based on the electricity usage, then for 6 weeks in the hottest part of the summer, they could do this and increase the efficiency of their units by about 15%. And as an added bonus, there'd be more grid electricity on the grid for all the Bluffdale and Google Plex server farms so they could spy on us. So that's a patriotic thing to do. But I'm chill.
Yeah,
there's the punchline. That's the punchline.
Like window units and stuff, yeah, we always built kind of like a little awning over it, you know, like you said, you know, just to shade it, because, you know, if you got 110 degrees, you know, of sunshine cooking on top of that thing and it's running, it's trying to dispel heat. You know, it's a good idea if you shade it so it's not, you know, 110 degrees or you know, having 110 degrees sun. You know, it gets so damn hot, you know, damn near lick your finger and it hisses when you touch it, you know. So,
well, yeah. The diffuser idea, between those two things, you know, it the diffuser thing actually moves more cubic feet. I've got a little tiny 5,000-unit air conditioner, and I'm surprised by just putting that diffuser on there, how much it made a difference. I'm cooling in an entire garage area that I used to close off because it would be hot, and I isolate it from the rest of my studio. Now the whole place is livable. It still gets up to about 85, 82, you know, on hot days, but I don't like to run my air conditioner staying cold, and I'm miserable when I go outside. You know, you got to get acclimated.
We got another break coming up here, Mike. Ken, I don't know if we got any other calls. If we don't, Mike, if you want to hang on with me here,
I can hang on for a little while longer.
All right, just let me know when you need to go.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Welcome back, folks, to kind of an odd Republic of Texas radio on Sunday, July, what is it, 21st. Yeah.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
This week's kind of been a blur for me, man. Like I said, you know, it's not been one of the easiest. But, you know, so like I said, Steve had to drop off. I think it's probably all the people that were in town that just overloads the cell systems, which I don't know, supposedly that's not supposed to happen, but who knows. They're just playing with us. But, I don't think on Steve's program here, I don't think we've done a repeat yet. That I think one time we might have hit a holiday that we did had to do a repeat because Ken and them weren't in, but I can't really remember. But, you know, I just kind of wanted to keep that string going, and so I can't really, unfortunately, you know, like I said, we don't do a whole lot of earth-shattering, you know, news-breaking and everything. We're just a couple of guys here, and at least I am, you know, just a guy talking about what he sees going on around him, trying to do what he can to inform people of what's going on, that it is going on, and it's real, and it needs to stop, because it's already gotten way too far. It might be past stopping, unfortunately, but, you know, as we try, we do what we can. That's why we're all here, I guess. You listening out there, me here babbling at you on a Sunday morning, and I'm here with my friend Mike, who I babbled with till like 4 a.m. one time, so we can talk. we might end up in the asteroid belt, because I wanted to actually, you're talking about the heat here. And, you know, actually here in around Fredericksburg this year, it's been one of the mildest summers we've had in a long time. And, you know, I can go out and work all day in the shade. You know, as long as I'm in the shade, you know, it can be 95, 96 degrees, 98 degrees out there. It doesn't bother me that much. But if I have to step out into the sun, it doesn't take me 10 minutes, and I actually start feeling dizzy. Every now and then, I'll get out in the sun every now and then. And it actually almost feels comfortable again like it used to, you know, like even during the winter down here now. You know, it can get up to 90 down here in the winter. You know, it's kind of weird. I'm still trying to adjust to that. But even in the winter, you know, when you used to be able to, you know, I'd be out hunting and it'd be colder than hell and not much flying or moving around. I'd crawl up into a thicket in a little patch of sun, and, you know, it actually felt good. You try that now, and it's still in the middle of the daggum winter. It stings. You know, it just does not feel good anymore. And I hear more and more people talking about this, you know, that definitely more UVB coming through, possibility of UVC coming through, which basically is X-rays, I guess, people. And so, you know, is the stuff going on in the skies above us? If it was for our good, if it was solar radiation management and they were doing it to save us, you think that they'd be telling us about it. So I've got a feeling that what they're doing up there is what's causing these strange whipsaws. I know we're controlled by the sun, and we vacillate through the you know, the universe out there, you know, in our galaxy, you know, the spiral arms, like, you know, they tilt up and down, and they pivot, and they wobble. And, you know, it's not just perfect uniform stuff all the time. It never has been. But, you know, I'd say they're definitely accelerating whatever in the hell is going on. Why, it just is. I never burned through my clothes before, and you do now.
You have to sell the idea, too, though, to the people that are participating in it, I think, or you get, you know, you've got a lot of police work to do if some of these people short-circuit and go blowing the whistle on what's going on. So I think one of the ways they're selling it is as a fuel catalyst in the bunker fuel. And if you go back into the days of the W administration, there was a big ruckus raised because fuel prices were going up, and he was looking for a way to alleviate the bottlenecks in the refinery. By opening up refineries that would be outside the EPA's jurisdiction on mothballed military bases in his brother's state of Florida. And so because of the ruckus raised over that with the environmentalists, he just threw up his hands. He said, all right, civilian airliners can now burn military fuel. And I saw on C-SPAN 2 one day, just by chance, flipping around, two women in an empty conference room. I guess one of them was a representative. I guess she didn't look old enough really to be a senator. And then somebody apparently from the EPA was there, and they were just this woman was just berating this EPA woman, saying, "I don't understand how the EPA can regulate everything from my weed eater and lawnmower to the car in my driveway to the bus driving down the street, and they can't look into what's going on with the jet fuel. You know, how is it that they can't regulate what's coming out of a jet engine?" And I think that was, you know, I just happened to catch it, and it was fleeting, and I was busy, and I can't find the clip anymore. It's vanished down Orwell's memory hole. But I'm sure it's out
speaking
there.
Of, speaking of Orwellian stuff, I mean, that's kind of like the, some animals have more rights than others, huh?
Well, yeah, the Animal Farm thing. If somebody got all the way through school and didn't get to read that, I think they might have a good lawsuit for lack of free public adequate education, because that really puts it in perspective with this new Real ID Act. If you've seen, they leaked the New Jersey version of it a few years ago, and sure enough, it has a VIP data field. So just like Aaron Russo said, I think he was friends with one of the Rothschilds some elite family.
Yeah, one of
and
the Rothschilds.
And he said, look, why do you care about these people? This Rothschild guy said this to Aaron Russo. He said, look, why do you care about these little people? And we can give you an ID where basically you go through the checkpoints and say, F you, and go on. And that's what this is. This is right out of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Once the pigs take over the farmhouse, then some animals have more rights than others, or more equal than others, I think is the way he put it.
Yeah.
And the windmill in both Yevgeny Zamyatin's We, which I think Orwell basically made a parody of We in Animal Farm, that windmill and the animal farm, I think, basically is this dog and pony show of the left versus right. We've got, you know, everybody pouring their industry in energy and resources into their favorite team, the Demopublicans or the Republicrats. In the meanwhile, things just continue to go right on and wax worse and worse. And you get some people like Ted Cruz and, you know, the Electronic Frontier Foundation or something like that. They seem like they're doing good, but they never really accomplish anything. And, of course, I've had people run me down for saying, well, Ted Cruz is no conservative. Well, you know, it's worth citing what he says sometimes, I think, like his berating the Google privacy guy over whether or not Google was building a search engine for China with their Project Dragon or whatever, Dragonfly. But, you know, I think at least raised the awareness and gave some legitimacy to the people that are saying, hey, we're being censored out here on social media. And I've collected up what I consider good evidence for that. And I was debating whether or not to set up a Amazon tablet the other day and going through all the complication of trying to delete the advertisements on it. And that's going to cost $15, and you have to log into somebody's account to pay for it, and then all their metrics are linked to it. Well, you want to get rid of the advertisement, it's going to cost you $15. But you go through the, you know, the privacy settings and all that and try to turn off all the telemetry for this or that, and after a while you just wonder, well, is it even worth it? As you were talking when you first mentioned me, the microphones and the cameras, there's some at least glimmer of hope that people are aware of this now. With
Mike,
this Microsoft commercial,
it came out publicly. How long? A few years back. About
there's so many ignorant masses
was watching you. And what television do you see in almost everyone's place? These giant screen, plasma screen, you know, Samsungs. I'm like, you do understand that thing is watching you. Oh, you're crazy. It was open. It was public report, you know, a couple of years back. I even talked to one of the security experts from you know, like I said, you know, a friend of mine, her son was a security expert for Samsung in Austin here. And I said, of course, like, you know, I'm one of the worst people to sit down at a party that they're having for, you know, and just sit down, plop down next to them. So, who are you? What do you do? Oh,
yeah.
What about your televisions? Oh, well, we don't like to talk too much about those.
Yeah, some guy with a man in the middle packet sniffer modem figured that out, that he put in a thumb drive. I think the original story that I heard about, he put a thumb drive in the thing with a file named Kitty Porn, and he detected the packets that were going to the server address linked to Samsung. So that, you know, I think the cheapest way to ensure security there on these is to basically take some aluminum foil, put it all around the back of your smart TV, and poke holes in it for the heat. You know, first thing you want to do is to survey the Wi-Fi in the location that you're going to be in and see how many Wi-Fi signals are coming in on that Samsung TV. And no doubt, it depending on where you're at, even in the middle of the country, you may see two or three of your neighbor's Wi-Fis can still get that TV, even if you don't have Wi-Fi in your home, because they can go out up to 300 feet.
Well, you know, Mike, at the same time, I asked this, security expert about his Samsung stuff, you know, towards the end of the conversation, I just kind of turned to him, looked at him, and I said, you know, the way I'm starting to see things, pretty much, if it's run by a grid electron, they can and do and are controlling it. He just kind of looked at me and nodded his head. Didn't say anything. Just nodded his head.
Right.
Put his head
down. But you can reduce your vulnerability, just like you know, a knight in armor wears chainmail to maybe prevent a bolt from a. Well, I guess the crossbow was what made that all obsolete, but it stopped conventional bows and arrows. You know, chainmail did. So the aluminum foil on the back of your TV. Once you do that and you poke all the holes in it for the heat shield, you could even go so far as to run a little ground wire to it and make it into like a little Faraday shield, because that's the way the shielding works on these circuit boards that
now,
you
Mike,
see
that
it on.
Sounds like too much damn work, man. I just bypass all that and I just wear it on my head.
Well, no, that won't help because, I mean, MIT actually jokingly did this. They spent some time and got in a little bit of hot water for it, but they were kind of doing it on their own time, designing tinfoil hats for the to see if they would actually work to shield people's brains from the thought to be government frequencies, and they said it made it worse as far as concentrating it. But what it'd be a simple test to simply see, and I've done this here personally on my Wi-Fi modem because I have to be within about 3 feet of it, so I used turkey pans on it, and I just used a laptop to go around the building and see how far the signal went. And without these turkey pans around this, which have enough room for the heat to vent out, without the turkey pans on there, you can see my Wi-Fi about 100 feet away. But because we're in a concrete block building with a metal roof, I think it helps to reflect it downward some to the parking lot areas that are around this place. But you can test this with your smart TV and make sure you see less of your neighbor's Wi-Fi signals. And then if you turn yours off and do like I'm saying, put turkey pans around it, you can get a dongle that will allow you to do just about any of these devices. Like these children are using these tablets with Wi-Fi, constantly watching YouTube. The charge port in there is more than just a charge port. You can use it for converting to a USB port and go wireless on these tablets. And just about everything can be go from wireless to wired if you're determined enough to do it. The only exception might be some of the iPhones.
Developing and producing your own IC chip that doesn't have not even back doors, or just they know they've got the codes and they don't even have to backdoor hack it or anything. It's just you'd have to have the equipment to develop your own IC chip and produce it,
well,
and all that other stuff. And,
right,
and then you might be
I'm
sure
talking
that
about,
there's not someone watching you.
I'm just talking about, you know, the average conventional hacker. As William Benny says, look, if you're a target, there's virtually nothing you can do to stop, because if you are enough of a, if you've got enough spy craft to that they can tell you're trying to hide, then that might make the you know, the NSA
Mike,
and Homeland,
you know,
the FBI
stuff,
more
this,
interested in you. They make them more
this
interested.
This is with
in
stuff
you
that we kind of know about, though, Mike. You know, we really don't know that much about D-Waves and quantum computers and the 4096 or whatever it is, you know, the last that we heard supposedly they came out with. And, you know, basically knowing the answer to your question before you ask the question, you know, stuff like this, you know, is it real? Is it Memorex? You know, we have no idea what the, you know, what we have now, these guys have been playing. You know, they had cell phones and crap, you know, back when they were, I guess, showing us Dick Tracy, you know, with his wristwatch, you know, television thingy.
I don't think they were as reliable. I think they were, you know, prone to a lot of problems, but yeah, they've had technology gets deployed when it's reliable enough to help. But
when it's reliable enough that they know how to control it and weaponize it against us is the way I see it.
To help facilitate them and they can control it. Yeah, I mean, it's how obvious does it have to be when Israel has this huge Intel factory there and they're able to put their own operating system and processors inside the processors, you know,
I think it would have been really nice for the whole planet Earth if we would have actually been able to figure out what Ted Kaczynski was really rebelling against. You know, did he actually send the package bombs? But he was rebelling against technology because he was deep in it. He knew what was going on, and that's why he tried to get himself away from every bit of it.
Looks like he was psychologically manipulated, I think, when he was in college. I think that came out that he had been had participated voluntarily in some kind of a psychological experiment.
If you are one of the bright people, Mike, in college, if you are one of the bright people, one of the wunderkind, I guarantee you are pampered and prepped and brought along by some kind of a handler connected with the CIA, the DIA, DARPA, you know, whatever.
I have relatives that went to this local college here, Morehead State University. The NSA regularly comes and tries to recruit whiz-bang math kids. So they're slurping up the best and brightest. And if you...
Here in Fredericksburg, they started this rocketry program, you know, and now it's starting to spread out to other places around Texas. But, you know, they started rocketry program. You know, I've got a cousin who works for NASA now. You know, he was, you know, about my age, and he's completely different now, I can tell you that.
Well, they, you know, of course, recruited all those Nazis, so it's hard to know what those guys, they didn't just recruit the Nazis that were in the rocket program. It wasn't just Wernher von Braun, you know, so...
It was nuclear. It was Tesla stuff. It was, you know, I mean, like I said before, you know, they told us in Hogan's Heroes that the Nazis were working on nuclear technology. You know, they made it, you know, into a comedy, you know, sitcom, you know, about Colonel Clint going out there and drinking the water that Hogan told him, you know, would help grow his hair back. You know, and he was going out and dipping the heavy water out of the rain barrel and replacing it with regular water. You know, but you know, no, I didn't know what heavy water was at the time. But now I know.
I missed
you know, they were telling
I missed
us.
That. I've never seen that. You know, I wonder if that episode is censored from the syndication because I have never seen that. My boy likes to watch that show for some reason, and I've never seen that episode. That's hilarious.
Yeah, they were telling us, man.
Well, it probably turns out that the Japanese may have been closer to a nuke than the Germans, but I don't know.
The Germans and the Japanese were combining. Yeah, you're talking about the subs that were supposedly, you know, stopped and, you know, offloaded and transferred of the uranium. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
Well,
like, there's endless possibilities out there, man.
Well,
we're just trying to find our bit of the truth, ain't we?
Well, I just see some glimmers of hope, though. I mean, I just don't want to say that it's hopeless.
No. It's, you know, as long as it, you know, but, you know, surviving on, well, we got to go to break here, Mike. I just, I'll let you go, and good talking with you, man. And,
yeah,
talk
I'm
again sometime
headed
soon.
To church.
Take care, Mike.
I'm headed to church, man. Careful.
Happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, folks, here we're back, Republic of Texas Radio, and I hear we've got Murr on the line. Sorry to, didn't know you were there until the break there, Murr. Come on in, what you got for us?
Hi, yeah, I was going to pipe in there with the two of you because there's so much more better going on, and it you know, you can get away from this technology and enjoy nature. I'm sitting here looking out this window. I wouldn't trade this for any TV show.
Well, Murr, it drives me crazy. I'm out here in the country on my ranch, and my brother and his family, and they all come out. My younger brother's here with his family, and they're out here in the country, and you're sitting around the fire, campfire outside in the evening, and you look around, and they're all got this blue glow on their face. They're all staring at their stupid phone, and it just drives me nuts. I've got deer hunters that sit out here, you know, deer hunting, supposed to be, you know, an outdoor experience. They sit out there and they text each other, or they're sitting there with their cell phones the whole time. It's a different world, and I'm like you, Mer. I don't have the technology. I don't particularly care for it. I've never really had to depend on it. You know, it's not that I hate it. I know it could be used for good, but I know it's being weaponized against us, you know. And,
yeah.
And all this high-tech stuff, you know, it's got its good advantages, and it makes life more convenient. But, man, it's being used to track and trace and know everything that you do.
Well, see, here's the thing. People don't want to give credit to the supernatural, but the dark forces are using it, you can believe. Okay, I mean, that's clearly evident. Look what they're doing. But the good forces are much more powerful. I mean, this little pin drop of evil in the sea of love, you know? I mean, that's what reality really is. And I've seen a lot of things. Well, I'm going to ask for guidance, okay? And so I'll go on, and first thing to pop up in the search engine, you know, if I'm directed, I'll go and see what that is, right? And it just clarifies how they are not in control. You know, they have to make us fall for their suggestiveness. And that's really what the devil is. You know, it's selfishness, only caring about self.
It's not done in the open. It's behind the scenes. They manipulate, they backstab, they wheedle, they whine, and they work their way into positions of power. Yes, and they put up a good face. You know, they get up there and they tell you, you know, well, I'm going to do this and this and this. And, they, you know, it's if you've watched it, you know, you pretty much learned that it's generally it's like opposites day. You know, they never do what they say.
Well,
and yeah, you know, and most people, you know, they're keeping us confused. You know, they've got the control of the sources of information, the major sources that most people still listen to. And unfortunately,
well,
you know,
those of us
that are awake,
we're each
get
unique,
so frustrated,
Alan,
trying to make people aware of what's going on.
Even each of them are unique. And we're at a solar polarization. And there's a lot more good going on if you look for it. I mean, and even if you don't look for it, if you look away from what's evil, you know? And well, the reason I wanted to get on here with you and Mike was when John Moore sat in for John Stadtmiller one night, and just as Mike and he got finished, they were talking about the Carrington event and how that was going to happen again. If you look into that, there was no Carrington event. But what had happened, someone had figured out to hook a typewriter up to the telegraph. So they had email going on, and that had to be stopped. So they cut the wires, and then through history, they lie. Just like the Holocaust, it's a total lie. Like Nazi.
I don't doubt that.
It's a Jewish man that spread that word. Listen, Nazi means bumpkin or simpleton, okay? So it's just weaponizing of words, and we don't have to put up with it. You know, ask the Holy Spirit for help.
I know, you know, Mer, but, you know, they I'm sorry to say that they bastardize our language so much. That, you know, what do we do? Mental telepathy? You know, we can't use words hardly anymore because they've all been changed to different meanings, and you can't be sure.
Yes,
what you're
saying. Yes, use mental telepathy. Yes, use it. And it's healing, too, telepathy. I think that's what these highly emotionally charged, like, chat rooms are, training wheels to get us to use our abilities.
Yeah.
I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, and I know what to go and where to do, and, you know, and I don't know how I know that.
Yeah, but even out in the middle of nowhere, Murr, it's encroaching on us. You know, this used to be a
I'm saying keep that connection to the highest forces, and you will be...
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening